Marty, a lot happening, and we begin close to home at New Mexico State University, where a number of new regents are already making their mark on the university. And you have an in-depth interview this week with new regent Amu Devastali.
Yes, Mike Cook interviewed her in late April and just gave her enough time really to kind of settle in and check out the landscape, as it were. But I think one of the takeaway quotes I see here, Fred, is that she says about her position, it's not a popularity contest. It's about what's good for the university. So that means to me that she is, keeping her eye on that ball and not worried too much about, how much she is liked, per se, which probably is a good thing. But she also emphasizes the other campuses, the branch campuses, and the NMSU centers throughout the state, basically. But and not to take our eye off that. She also talks about the challenges that the NMSU has, and I think in a way she's talking about the whole system. Among them, funding, increasing enrollment, increasing retention, and increasing the four-year graduation rate. So that's what those are her agenda items right now. So, and then we have background on what brought her to Las Cruces in the first place, her and her husband.
All right, lots of stuff with that. That'll be interesting to read. Also, an interview with Manuel Sanchez. He is the fourth person in the past year to hold the District 5 Doña Ana County Commission seat. And he talks, I know, with you about needs in the northern part of the county.
Right. And it's interesting because we don't, as he points out, that part of the county sometimes gets overlooked, even in favor of the southern part of the county because of all the border economy and everything down there. But it's interesting. Sanchez is the fourth in a little more than a year to hold that seat. And ironically, he lost in the Democratic primary. And then with appointments and so forth, he wound up being appointed to the seat. He says county fire service, he's a little concerned about how well it's protecting the northern part of the county. He says he really wants to see more attention to the infrastructure needs up there, roads and flood control, also improving broadband service. And he wants to the county to focus on training and education, especially in the northern part, and providing adequate public transportation up there as well.
Okay, so a lot of needs. We move on to the arts and the Las Cruces Uke Fest.
Yes, it's coming up again, and it's the third year. And these things, Fred, are happening all over the country, and even internationally. It's funny how the uke is such a trendy instrument.
Yes, it is.
And, a little four-stringed acoustic, mostly acoustic. But anyway, the Las Cruces Uke Fest is really taking its place among these festivals, and they're drawing players and interested people from all over. And it's a real economic boom. But we have a story on the festival itself. It's also where to go to find out. There are a lot of workshops. There's concerts and social events. And we point out where you can go to find out all the details on those.
Okay. Finally, a lot of seniors will be, I'm sure, interested in this article. Flexibility and balance are two of the most important things to maintain as you age. And you have an article about the fact that a form of martial arts is good for that.
Yes, and it's over it's called the Golden Seniors Class. It meets three times a week at Maximum Martial Arts Center on Foster Road. And the classes are at 10:30 to 11:30, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
And these are Taekwondo, right?
Yeah, Taekwondo. And they're taking students, you might call them, or seniors up to the age of 76, but also older with a doctor's clearance. And there are people in their 70s taking these. And it's Mike Cook interviews some people that have been active in their retirement years, but even taking it to the next step with this. And it's not only just about strength and mental discipline. It's about balance, flexibility, and a lot of social connections that they make in this class.
Sounds like fun. All right. Marty Racine, he is the managing editor of The Bulletin. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.